The Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park west of Ontonagon is one of the reasons people love Michigan's Upper Peninsula. It's known for everything from the Lake of the Clouds and towering trees to hiking, camping, and black bear sightings. But did you know that it's also become a place where artists go for inspiration? Since 2007, the Friends of the Porky's Artist in Residence program has invited artists to live in a rustic cabin in the park for a couple of weeks, hoping that their work will be enriched by the experience. Barbara Nilovich of Lansing was one of the artists chosen for that program this summer. She tells Current State Scott Pohl that she went there for the solitude, which she found in abundance.
Barbara Nilovich, welcome to Current State.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
I have to ask you about spending a couple of weeks in the wilderness in the Porcupine Mountains of Michigan's Upper Peninsula in July and August, I think it was. Why did you want to do this?
My gut told me that I should. I saw it listed in the newspaper a year and a half ago and didn't do it. And the announcement came up on my desk at the same time as they re-announced it for the following year. And I said I needed to try this.
You have mentioned to me that you like to work in silence. This would tend to be the perfect setting for that. I want to ask you about the surroundings. How isolated were you?
It was about a half a mile in from the road, quarter mile in from where you had to leave your car. And it was a little dell that's tucked on a hill between the river and the creek. And when you came up over the hill, there would be like this shock of dead silence, just incredibly beautiful silence.
No electricity, no plumbing, I understand?
No electricity, no water, which was a fun challenge. That was part of why I wanted to do it. I've never been a camper, but I thought, you know, this is sort of a compromise. There was a composting toilet that was quite nice, I have to say.
You are in a well-built cabin, despite its lack of running water and electricity, so you don't have to worry about water pouring in on your head.
Oh, it was a beautiful cabin. It was made by the Friends of the Porky's, and it was made by hand tools. It was part of their folk school. So a beautiful joining of the wood and beautiful wood, and everything was done with heart and precision craftsmanship. It was solid as a rock. A bug couldn't get in if they ever wanted to.
Well, you've brought up bugs. I want to ask you about wildlife, not just bugs, although I will add that the last time I personally was in the Porcupine Mountains, I made the mistake of being there during horsefly season. What were the bugs like, and tell me about wildlife you saw?
I was surprised at how little I saw of some things. Birds, there were no birds inside the woods. It was very, very quiet in that respect. Mosquitoes and horseflies a little bit, but it was kind of near the end of that season, just enough to be slightly annoying. And honestly, I didn't see a lot of little critters. There were some chipmunks, but I spent most of the time at the cabin. I did some hiking, but I spent a lot of time at the cabin. And no bears. Didn't get to see any bears.
What kind of provisions, if any, are there for an emergency, either for you to get the word out that you need help or if someone were to need to reach you?
None. I mean, you have a cell phone, which doesn't work there. I had to drive 13 miles to get cell phone coverage. So you'd holler as loud as you can and hope somebody would hear you eventually, I guess.
And no way to charge the cell phone.
No way to charge the phone. Part of the joy.
We're talking with artist Barbara Nilovich. This summer, she spent 2 weeks in an isolated cabin in the Porcupine Mountains of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. It was all part of the Artist in Residence program of the Friends of the Porky's. That's a group that supports the Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park. Was it your mission, Barb, to depict what you observed there in your art, or was it more of a matter of just seeking the solitude to work on projects you might have been working on anyway?
No, I distinctly wanted to express something about the park. I wanted to honor the park. I wasn't sure what that meant till I got up there. And they were very open-minded. When I got there, they said, you don't have to make any art while you're here if you don't want to. You might make art later, but we want you to experience the park.
I know you work in a variety of media. What materials did you have with you?
I took a little selection. I had some clay. I wanted to make some imprints of items that I found to use later. I took water-based oil paints and gouache and watercolor pencils primarily.
I understand poetry was also part of what you wanted to work on there. I'm curious, first of all, you took poetry to read, I suppose, to help inspire you. Is that correct?
I took a book about writing poetry that a friend had given me a couple years ago that I hadn't had time to engage in. So every evening I would read some of the book, and then I'd do some of the exercises, and then by the end I wrote a few poems. Not a lot, but I really, really enjoyed the process.
Do you have plans to publish those poems or use them anywhere?
No. They'll be part of the exhibit, but no. Otherwise, no.
Do you have one here? Could you read one for me?
I do. This is called Trail's End. The weightless red dragonfly darts jaggedly ahead on the dusky trail through ancient hemlocks. This way, she beckons, then disappears, returning suddenly like an anxious child. Follow me. The wind, a constant compass, races through treetops, turning to rubber as they sway against his dream. Here below, Barry Lee a breeze. Trust me, he whispers. The path, like a new marshmallow beneath my torqued arches, curls through rooted terrain, mossy, fern-flagged, and at times barely discernible from all the rest. So I cede my fate to the dots, flat, blue, paint, in succession appearing just as confidence turns to doubt. Gratefully, I follow their lead and wend my weary way home.
Nice. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Through Friday, October 30th, your work can be seen at the Grove Street Gallery in East Lansing, Barb. I want to ask you if all of it was produced while you were at the cabin, or has some of it come since your return?
Some of it's been done since I got back. Probably two-thirds of it was done when I was up there, but the clay work definitely after I got back, and a couple of paintings.
Does this trip continue to influence your work?
Absolutely. I've got a show coming up next spring that'll continue to reflect some of what I gathered when I was up there in my head.
Now, while you're in the park, are there events where you meet people who are visiting the park, talk about your trip? How do the Friends of the Porkies communicate your activity with this program to people who care about the park?
Every resident does some sort of a presentation. That's part of the residency program. So for me, I did a demonstration about gouache, and I showed some of the work that I had done while I was there, but I also showed how to work in that medium. And some people show slideshows of their previous work. It depends upon what you're doing and how you best present.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from the Friends of the Porkies?
They were very, very supportive. They're incredibly nice people, and they really want you to love their park. I mean, and it's a very easy park to love. So it's just, it's a contagious enthusiasm, which is very delightful.
I would guess that if an artist who likes solitude while working were to ask you for advice about this, you would suggest that they apply for this program. Would I be right about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. And you don't have to go alone. You can have another person there with you if you want. I chose to be alone because of this factor of being on my own in circumstances I'm not comfortable with. I really wanted to put myself through those paces. But it's a very unique and internal kind of experience. It's not like, wow, Cedar Point. It's very much turn inward and learn about yourself.
Barbara Nilovich was one of this year's artists in residence working in the Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park. You can see work she produced during her 2 weeks in the park through October 30th at the Grove Gallery and Studios on Grove Street in East Lansing. Barbara Nilovich, thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.